Hello.
Hey, is this Pamela?
Yes.
Hey, Pamela, this is Jamel Woods. I'm with the Mortgage Protection Service Team. Just give you a call about your home with Truist Bank over on 5120 Glenview Court. And I was hoping you could help me with something real quick. Been reviewing your file this week, and it looks like you should have received a few mailers about how to protect your home in the event of death, disability, or serious illness like heart attack, stroke, or cancer. But it looks like that hasn't been set up yet.
Yes, I know it happened.
Okay. Is this still something that's important to you to make sure your family's protected and the mortgage is paid off if something unexpected happens?
Yeah, but I'm trying to weigh something. Something is going on right now, so I'm trying to debate on which direction I'm gonna go with.
Yeah.
If people want to offer me the insurance, I mean the protection, but they won't put no price in there how much it costs.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. So really what we do is we go over the best options for you. And that takes about 10 minutes just to make sure you're not overpaying for coverage.
Yeah.
And we do have to ask some questions just to make sure that we put you in the right category, right placement. So like I said, it takes 10 minutes. When would be a good time for us to go over that together?
I need to get another week and I need to get another week. I don't do a lot of stuff on phone calls because people have too much. I don't trust people. So if anybody need to have a talk with me, I have to meet
It's
with
kind of
people
like my
first.
grandma. She don't trust nobody on the phone. You
I
gotta
don't
come
trust
to her
nobody.
house.
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust no one. No, I don't trust anybody. No, I
Yeah,
don't.
understood. Understood.
So if anybody want to call me about some protection and you calling from a long distance and I can't talk to you face to face, I don't need to talk to you.
Well, I'd love to come see you face to face, but that'd be a hike for me. I actually live in St. Augustine, Florida, and I don't know if you want to welcome me to Charlotte, North Carolina, because I'd have to spend the night. So I get it. But yeah, so what I could do, I can at least, like I said, it takes 10 minutes. I can at least go over everything with you, get you the pricing, and then that way you have an idea of what you're working with. And if it makes sense, then by all means, I can help you out. And if you still don't feel comfortable with it, it's no pressure. I just want to make sure you get that information and then know exactly what it looks like for you. Okay. When do you think you'll be available?
Next week.
Okay, like Monday or Tuesday or.
No, I'll be out of town.
Okay.
Probably Thursday, a
Okay.
week from today. Talk about a week for the day you could go over with me. You know, I can hear what you're talking about because I'm not doing you no different from nobody else.
Oh, I don't take it personal, trust me. I've been doing this for 10 years. I've heard worse. So let's do this. So Thursday, so the Thursday is the, what is Thursday? It's the 30th. Oh, going it.
Yeah,
No, it's
Thursday's
the
the 30th.
31st. It's the 31st. So today's Okay. So next Thursday, the 31st, end of the month, okay. Do you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening?
No.
No, like at noon, 12 o'clock?
No. No. Yes.
Okay, so 12 p.m. That's lunchtime. So let me put this in the system. And I got you. This is a cell phone number or a home phone number?
Yeah, mama.
So, okay. And
You
what's
know,
the best?
people don't have to use landline number no more.
I just got off the phone with a family. They had a whole landline and everything. I had to get their phone number, cell phone number. Like, because I'm what a reason being, I'm gonna send you a text with my information, like who I am and stuff. And I'm also gonna send you an email with my credentials and all that good stuff. What's the best email to send that to?
I'll do emails.
Oh, you don't? Okay, so I'll just put
Nope.
that. No email.
I'm old, very old school.
You got a cell phone?
If you've been hacked 5 times, you don't trust anybody.
You've been hacked?
Yeah, 5 times.
What do they want with you?
You tell me.
No, we'll have to
You
get
tell
you.
me.
I appreciate it.
I
No,
don't
I can
cause
tell you.
emails are just that people send out your emails and you get a bunch of junk mail, and I don't need all that. My email right now is over 20,000 emails.
Oh, so you do have an email. It's just, you
know, I have an email account, yeah. But it's like I said, it's over 20,000. I don't use it. I don't even give it out. It's salespeople, companies is giving it out. So therefore, they and then hackers get into it, and then they be looking at stuff and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
No problem. I'll just put no email, and that's it. So I did send you a text. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's
706-365-0940
Yeah. So that's my appointment system. I'll actually be calling you from my cell phone Thursday, which is that's a 760-472. Here, let me just send it to you this way. I can text from here. I can call from here too. It's just that it's better on my cell phone because if I call you on here, there's like a 10-second delay.
I didn't know you was a Spanish guy. Oh,
I'm not Spanish.
This picture I got is a Spanish guy.
That is not. I am not. I am half black and half white. I am not Spanish.
Well, you look like a. I was going to say this is a Spanish guy, and you talk like you're black.
You know what? I'm going to have to get you off my phone right now.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. This is a Spanish guy, and you talk like you're black.
No, I am not Spanish. I'm just light skinned. Okay.
Yeah, you just light skinned. Okay.
Just light skinned.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny because we went to the beach Sunday. My mother-in-law was messing with me. She said, when you take your shirt off, you really see your true colors then.
I know I have my granddaughter is black and white, and she's dark brown. She's a brown complexion,
right.
And my daughter's a gold-looking complexion. So it's funny how she turned out. She's gold looking, like a toned gold. She's not light skin. She got a gold tone to her skin. And then, you know, my granddaughter is brown.
Yeah.
It's funny how genes work. And then I have my daughter in law is Spanish, and then my grandson, he's like you're white.
Yep. See? So I ain't the only one.
No.
I'm not the only one.
No, you're not.
I get that. Everybody thinks I'm Puerto Rican or what's the Middle Eastern. So I get that all the time. And then I start talking.
It's nothing wrong with it it's nothing wrong with that because I don't look at a color. I look at what can help me.
Yeah.
God don't look at a color. He look at the heart of a person. So it doesn't matter what color you are. And my eyesight, what his eyesight.
That's what I tell people. I say you in the hospital and you need a kidney transplant or a liver transplant, and they say we found a liver. What you gonna ask them? How soon can you
That's
get
right.
here, or what race it came from?
That's right. That's right.
I'm gonna
go deeper than that. I have a lot of my white friends, my coworkers, and I said to them, I said, people so stuck on race. I said, when everybody black die, they're going to turn black anyway, except for black folks. We all.
That's why white people, when they
die, you're going to go back to your original color. So why are you mad? Because you're going to go back to your original color. Because he said we all from the dust of the dirt of the air. So dirt, you know, is brown. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
So. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Wait a minute. I ain't never looked at it like that. That's why we get better so early.
Think about it. They die Sunday. They having a funeral Tuesday.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Like my mother-in-law, real light skin. My husband, green eyes before he was deceased. He had green eyes. But I'm like, where are you from? You got a black mom and a black daddy, but there's something going on in your genes. But he had green eyes.
If you ever if you ever go overseas to Europe,
yes,
you'll see a lot of mixed race, black and white, and they all of them look like me. And some of them are different variations, some of them darker. And they have blue eyes, green eyes, hazel eyes, they have different color eyes. And
right.
I went over there, I was just amazed at the different variations and complexities of different cultures and how they look. And they thought I was one of them. I look just like them, you know, Europeans.
You fit right on in.
I fit right on in. So, trust me, I know over here in America, we don't really have that different variation. Like they,
that's right.
Right.
Now, my granddaughter, who I was talking about, she's in college, and they think she is it's a part of Africa they think she's from. I can't even think of it right now. But they think she's from Africa. But a part of Africa. I can't even think of the name of the continent. Say it again.
Somalia.
No,
Ethiopia.
Yeah, they think she's Ethiopian. My granddaughter, they think she's Ethiopian.
Okay.
Yeah, white people, and it's all white. It's the white people that think that. Because she always said, I need some history of my grandparents and everything. And I said, Khalil, just tell them you're black and white.
that's all you can do.
Black and white in India. You're black and white in India. Your grandmother on that side, she's from Paris. So it might be some stuff on that side, but it is what it is.
I have to remind me when we talk next week, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text you a little family photo of me and my wife and my kids, and you'll
mm-hmm,
see how
mm-hmm.
we all, every one of us has a different skin tone, every last one of us. And
wow.
I'm the lightest one in the house.
They call my kids gold because I have my son and my daughter. They're not light skin. They're gold. They have a gold tone to their
right.
skin. They look like they're gold. Yeah, and they got hazel eyes, real light hazel, and they have a gold tone. Serious,
yeah,
my son and my daughter.
About, I know you're talking about. I got a couple cousins that look like that because my cousins are black and white as well.
But my granddaughter, I'm gonna say this, then you get me down for next week at 12:00. My granddaughter, she just came back from Barcelona, and she left there and then went to Spain because she's doing an internship. She's going to school to be a doctor. And she said, "Meet me. I might be moving over there." She said, "I love it.
It's different, and it's a different culture.
Yeah.
I mean, you get over there, and it's a lot of they're very family oriented too.
Very family. Nice. Yeah, I love family.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
so 12:00 next Thursday.
12:00 Thursday. Don't stand me up now.
All right. I got you.
I'm gonna send you up.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Yes,
bye bye. All right.